many activists and rat bags already, says Russ. 133 882.
Across Australia and around the world, this is Sport.
And Joseph says that Santana song that you played reminds me of the scene in Love Actually when Colin goes to America. You're right. Colin. How do you say table? Table. He had a lot of fun, did Colin, in that film. Blair Hughes is here from MrBlairHughes.com. Hello, Blair.
G'day, Spencer. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Let's start off with rugby league. The Broncos. Now, they don't have to win today. I've worked this out. But if they lose today, then Canberra has to lose by 44 points plus the Broncos losing margin today. So there is still a very, very slim chance. Even if the Broncos lose today, they could mathematically go through, but it would take a miracle.
That's correct. That's right. So we're waiting on either a huge win today or a huge loss tomorrow for Canberra to be able to get through to the eight. So, Brisbane have got a lot to play for. The finals are on the line. But it could be the Tigers that have an upset tomorrow over the Raiders as well. So we're going to have to wait and see. There's a couple of players that are back for Broncos as well. So Patrick Carrigan returns from suspension and Selwyn Cobbo's back as well. Reynolds and Flegler are also expected to play. And a player that I really like and a lot of Broncos fans like as well, Tyson Gamble, is the new 5'8 for this game as well. So it should be a huge one this afternoon versus St George Illawarra.
Absolutely. And then the interest tomorrow in that Canberra versus the Wooden Spooners in the Tigers, we're all going to be glued to that tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. What else do we need to know from this round? You were at Allianz Stadium last night.
Absolutely, yeah. So I went along last night for the grand opening. There was the NRL women's game that kicked it off, and then they had the Sydney Roosters versus Souths game. Roosters ran away off that one, 26-16. It was a bit of a fight back from Souths in the end, but an absolutely superb fan experience last night. So many good things to rave about, and fans are going to love going to that stadium in the future. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Right, rave away. Tell us all about it.
Well, look, I thought there was a couple of really good things that they've done there. The first one, a lot more female toilets. So with the Women's World Cup coming next year, with the massive rise of women's sport in Australia, I think that's a great thing for a stadium to invest in as well. A lot of local Sydney craft beer, which I thought was a fantastic idea as well, although the price, $13.50, definitely up there for a better tasting beer. And a lot of accessible seating as well, so a lot more disability seating. But also the one thing I think that a lot of fans raved about the most was that you can walk around the whole concourse of the stadium. No security ushers are telling you to go back and find your seat, and you can walk around and see the whole stadium from different perspectives, basically. And I thought that was a really cool thing to be able to do. And along with that as well, the food was definitely of a better quality for a stadium. So I think that was something that a lot of stadiums are looking at, trying to improve their food offering, and it was really good to see that last night too.
Well, we've heard how much the beer is. What about the food pricing?
Well, food was definitely pricey, and maybe that's Sydney prices and inflation and things like that as well, but I did find that $2.90 for gourmet sauce was a bit ridiculous.
Hang on. So you've bought your pie, and if you want if you want sauce with that, it's $2.90 for the sauce?
I'm sure there was a cheaper option, but definitely at one of the snack bars that I went to, there's lots of different options from Mexican to pizza and all this type of stuff, but there was $2.90 for some sauce there. I triple-checked with the person serving, and even he said basically, yep, $2.90, it's gourmet sauce, it better be good, Spencer, so yeah.
You didn't try it?
I didn't try it.
Not at $2.90.
$2.90, no.
Smart man. NRLW Broncos hosting the Gold Coast. That's at Redcliffe this afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah, that's going to be a huge one, a massive one for the Broncos. They've started the season with two losses after winning the premierships the last couple of years. So tickets are $10 for that one. It's going to be a huge game versus the Gold Coast. Definitely get out to that one, because the player to watch from the Titans, Steph Hancock, is an absolute wrecking ball. And also Hannah Larson is making her NRLW debut for Brisbane. So a big one for Brisbane for the NRLW today.
In the AFL, Brisbane clung on Thursday night. So they've booked a home. It's a must-win final against Melbourne, isn't it, next weekend?
That's right, but it's not a home one. So it's going to be at the MCG versus Melbourne, and it's an elimination semi-final. So that game on Thursday night at the Gabba was just something else. One of the best games the Gabba has ever seen. The crowd, 35,000 people, it was just the most incredible atmosphere. I was there on Thursday night as well. 17 lead changes. You just had to be there. It was on another level, basically. But a huge week, too, for the Lions and the Broncos. They both have broken membership records. So great for the Lions as well. So
In the local VFL, I can't get used to calling it VFL. Wasn't it QAFL for a while? Isn't it? When did we start calling it VFL?
Well, what they do is they combine some of those teams from Melbourne as well, and Brisbane has a team in that competition as well. So they're playing Carlton this week. They had a huge loss last week to Southport by 49 points, but they're playing Carlton today in a semi-final there, an elimination one as well. But at the Moreton Bay Sporting Complex, it's free, and it starts in about an hour's time as well. So a big one there for the VFL men's team as well to bounce back after last week's loss.
All right, Wallabies are in Sydney against South Africa.
That's right. So the big one for the Wallabies, they've had a pretty good season. They're starting these series where they're winning the first game, but they're not being consistent enough to bring it back and win the second one. So a huge one tonight. We do have a 7-game winning streak against South Africa in Sydney. So they're playing at Allianz Stadium tonight. I'm going to that as well tonight. So it's going to be a huge one in Sydney. But the big one for them is basically being able to try to bounce back. But we're sitting level with Argentina on 9 points at the moment. It's round 4 in that rugby championship as well. So, yeah, I think they're going to get a win tonight.
We've got international football in Brisbane this afternoon.
This is absolutely huge. So I'm gathered that I'm not there for it, but the Matildas are playing. It's 2:45 today at Suncorp Stadium. They're taking on the Olympic gold medalist Canada. It's only about $30 or $60 for a family to get along, with a dollar from every ticket going to the Para Matildas and the Pararoos. But that's just going to be an absolutely huge game for fans of the Matildas to get along, and fans of soccer there as well, football, to get along to Suncorp this afternoon.
What else is happening football-wise this weekend?
Well, one thing too with the Matildas, tomorrow they're actually doing an open training session that's free, so fans can go to CUSAC tomorrow and get autographs and photos and all that. But tonight it is basically the derbies galore. We've got the Merseyside derby, Everton versus Liverpool is going to be a huge one, Chelsea versus West Ham, and you've also got Tottenham versus Fulham. So there's a couple of huge games there. But also, our Ange is up with Celtic versus Rangers in the Old Firm derby in Glasgow as well. So that's another huge one to watch tonight as well. So lots of football on today all over the world.
And the Roar got through to the semi-final in the Australia Cup, didn't they, this week?
They did. This is the first time that they've got through to this semi-final. They're now playing Sydney United in the semi-final, but they beat Adelaide United 2-1 during the week. And Charlie Austin, the former Queen's Park Rangers player, scored his first goal. So a huge boost for them in the pre-season before they go into the A-League season.
In cricket, how are the Aussies going in Townsville today?
So it wasn't going too good. It's 5-102 at the moment, but they're leading the series 2-0, so they're going really well in that series versus Zimbabwe. But at the moment, yeah, 5-102, they're playing in Cairns for a 3-match series against New Zealand as well coming up. So yeah, they're going pretty well with that one.
Now tennis, there's a very exciting match going on as we speak between Tomljanovic of Brisbane and Serena Williams, and Tomljanovic took the first set 7-5, and she's 5-6 down in the second. So Serena Williams is holding on, but this will be massive if Tomljanovic defeats Serena Williams in the US Open.
Absolutely. I'm watching this one as well, and I've got the updates coming through, and yeah, it's definitely one to watch. But also, Nick Kyrgios, his game's been pushed back a tiny bit as well, but also Alex Dimonior, he lost in 4 sets in his game as well. So it's going to be a huge day in tennis there if she can pull that off as well and end Serena Williams' career, basically, in that game.
Absolutely. It's live on Nine, by the way, folks. If you do want to watch that, it's really at the pointy end. I mean, if Serena Williams can hold on, she's receiving now, so then it might go to 6-6 and then into a tiebreaker. We'll see what happens. But we've got the first. Tomljanovic has the first set up her sleeve. So even if Serena Williams wins, if she breaks Tomljanovic in this next game and wins this set, we've still got another set. So this is really the one to watch at the moment. Fascinating stuff out of the US Open. And finally, something that the US National Cycling League is doing in 2023 that you wanted to let us know about.
Yeah, look, I think this could be something for the future, for fans of the future as well. So it's the inaugural US National Cycling League. And what they're doing there is they're looking to have fans basically racing on along at home in virtual reality, basically. So going with these actual pros to see how far they can go as well. And it kind of leads into what a lot of teams are starting to get into as well. Tottenham's released a 3D render of their stadium, which potentially is going to look at the idea that fans can buy tickets to watch games live from their stadium in virtual reality. So this is the big future for sports and being able, teams being able to sell tickets, basically, to be able to watch games in virtual reality. So there's a lot of interesting developments around that technology side and the fan experience and all that as well.
Oh, yeah, and they're talking about that being the big thing for the Brisbane Olympics in 2032. It's going to be the big thing that makes the Brisbane Olympics new and fresh and special, the ability through VR and AR to join in from home, from your living room. All right, the other way to join in is just to do what you've done. Go to Sydney, go to Allianz, and we'll look forward to it. Maybe you'll try the special sauce tonight. I'll put $3 in your bank account so you can try the special sauce for $2.90 and let us know what it's like.
Okay, I'll give it a go.
See you.
Fantastic. Thanks. Bye.
Blair Hughes from MrBlairHughes.com. It is 19 past 11. I'll just chuck in racing's at Doomben today. It's the Tattersall Spring Race Day. And there's bull riding. The 8th annual Gem Hotel Bull Ride's on from 4 o'clock this afternoon at Alberton between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. And quite away from